being that mad.
Well, were you there on Christmas Eve night, the night that his mother died, and he threw the Christmas tree out the window or something?
Yes. I was with my grandmother when she died, and so was your mother. She took me and your mother to the church with her to see the Christmas creche, the crib, you know?
Right, right.
And Grandpa let us out of the car in front of the church, and he said, I'll go around the block by the time I get around, because traffic was so heavy. He said, by the time I get around the block, you will have seen the crib, and you'll be ready to leave. So he left, and we went, your mother and I, holding Grandma's hands, went up to the church to see the crib, and we were standing there looking at the crib when all of a sudden my grandmother just dropped to the ground, and somebody, I don't know who, carried her over along the side of the church to a car, I don't know whose car it was, and put her in the back seat of the car so that she was laying down. And they were trying to call a doctor for her. And they called the priest out. He came out, and we asked him, somebody asked him to give her the last rites. And he said, I can't do that. I don't know what, she's Catholic. And I said, that's my grandmother. She's Catholic. And he said, he wouldn't take my word for it because I was just a child. And your mother was even younger. So he wasn't going to listen to us. And he wouldn't give her last rites. But just then, Grandpa came. He had come around the corner. And he saw the crowd of people. And he parked the car, got out, and came over. Because he figured it was something to do with his mother. And he came over, and he got mad at the priest for not giving her last rites, and he started yelling at him and telling him to give his mother the last rites because she's Catholic. So the priest did give her last rites then.
Wow. That must.
And I don't know what happened after that. I don't remember. I guess a mortician must have come and got my grandmother, and Grandpa put me and your mother in the car, and we went home. We lived on DeKalb Street then, and this was Christmas Eve, so our tree was up. We came in the house, and Grandpa was so upset that he yanked the tree down and knocked it on the floor, and all the ornaments got broken, and he was sobbing because his mother died, and he blamed himself for a long time. He blamed himself for her death, and he said if I hadn't taken her, she would still be alive. Well, of course, that's not true. She had a cerebral hemorrhage. She would have died no matter where she was.
Wow. I didn't know that. That must have been hard on you and Mom because you were so young to have your grandma collapse like that, and then to have Grandpa carry that burden for a long time. That I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did he say anything before you guys left for the church? Like, I don't want to do this.
Oh, I guess he did. I don't remember that, but I remember hearing the uncles talking about it afterwards and saying Grandpa didn't want to take her, but we talked him into it.
Oh, gee.
I don't know which brothers were. Must have been Joe and John, or maybe John and Otto. They were in the accordion store downstairs, and they were telling Grandpa, take Ma, she wants to go see the crib, take her. And he didn't want to do it.
No.
And when we were in the car, Grandma said, "Oh, look at the light up there in the sky. There's a beautiful light up there." And Grandpa said, "There's no light up there, Mom. Those are stars." And she said, "No, no, it's a light." So she saw something up there in the sky.
Wow.
I don't know what it was, but she saw something.
Wow, what a story. And you remember that all so well.
Yes, thank you for sharing. That's an old memory, isn't it?
Yeah, but a very vivid one.
When you were a little girl, maybe Mom's age, were you close to your grandma then?
When I was her age, what?
Well, when you were little, were you close to grandma?
Oh, yeah. I was very close to my grandma. I was always at her house. I was always over there.
And do you remember your grandfather at all?
No, he died before I was born.
Oh, he died in 22, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't remember what year, but early 20s.
What would you do with your grandmother when you would hang out there?
Nothing really, because she couldn't speak English and I couldn't speak Italian. But somehow, don't ask me how, I don't know, we managed to communicate with each other, because I used to go to the store for her and she'd tell me what to get. And I used to just play in her apartment all the time. She had an old-fashioned phone, one of those phones that stands up, you know?
Right.
A standing telephone that she had it I don't know what you'd call it, but it was a piece of furniture that held a telephone. And I used to play like I was a telephone operator.
I see.
Remember that? And I used to play in her apartment and sit in the kitchen when she was cooking. I used to love to watch her cook. And she made spaghetti, the best in the world.
Yeah, but were the brothers always coming around for dinner?
Not always, but often. But I was there all the time. She used to make spaghetti twice a week, Sunday and Wednesdays. And I was always there on Sunday and Wednesdays. So I could get her spaghetti. Oh, I used to love it.
So, literally, she never learned any English, Auntie Phil?
Very, very little. She could say hello, goodbye, you know, the basics. But no, she couldn't speak English.
What about the brothers who were not born in Italy? Could they